Another big story in L.A., the Conrad Murray trial. And joining us on America's Radio Newsline, reporter Deborah Mark, covering the trial. She appears regularly on Nancy Grace and appearing with us on The Drive Home. Deborah, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Hi, guys.
Hi, Deborah. So nice to talk to you. Deborah and I used to work together at KBC in Los Angeles.
Cool, cool. Deborah, what's the latest today?
Well, you know, the big thing today was Michael Jackson's personal assistant, his former personal assistant, Michael Williams, testified today. And basically what he said, which was pretty interesting, is that Dr. Conrad Murray, when he saw that Michael Jackson wasn't breathing, called the assistant and said, you need to get here. We have a problem. And that was left on a voicemail. So Williams called him back and said, what's going on? And he said Michael Jackson had a bad reaction, never asked him to call 911. Also, when Williams came back to the mansion that Michael Jackson was renting, ambulance was already there. Michael Jackson was put on the gurney, took him to the hospital. When he was pronounced dead, Conrad Murray said to the former personal assistant, you need to take me back to Michael Jackson's house. There's something there. There's a cream there that I know Michael Jackson wouldn't want anybody to see. And Williams thought this was really odd behavior, and he lied and said that the police took his keys, so he wasn't able to take him.
Deborah, two other people also testified today before the personal assistant. Did anything interesting come out there?
Yeah, we had the CEO of AEG Live. That's the concert promotion company that was going to be putting on Michael Jackson's series of comeback concerts. And basically, the reason that this guy was on the stand was to say that he saw Michael Jackson in rehearsal 2 days before he died, saying that he appeared strong and healthy. So, of course, you know, the prosecution is looking at this as a way to show that Michael Jackson was okay and that the reason he died was that lethal dose of the anesthetic propofol.
And doesn't AEG, they're trying to cover their tracks a little bit, too, because they're promoting his concert. They want him out there.
That's right. Also, the attorney for AEG was also on the stand today and said that Dr. Conrad Murray asked the company to provide a CPR machine, even though saying, oh, but Michael Jackson is well, he's well, it's just a precaution. So it's a little strange what's going on there.
There was the whole thing's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
There was someone testifying today about Conrad Murray, his contract, a $150,000 a month contract.
Well, you know, Molly, you know what's interesting is that Conrad Murray never got paid. You know, he was Michael Jackson's personal physician for 3 years, but he never signed the contract and never got paid.
So Murray never signed it, or Michael Jackson didn't?
No, Murray. So there is no contract, really. He never got paid. The contract was never signed.
That is interesting.
So that, I mean, I guess you're still, I'm no lawyer, but I guess that may be of some significance in this whole thing.
You know, you would think so, but people really aren't grabbing onto that. I think that's an interesting thing, that here he is being Michael Jackson. Conrad Murray was Michael Jackson's personal physician for 3 years, and here he is accused of involuntary manslaughter, but he never got paid, never signed the contract.
So you wonder what else was in it for him.
That's right. Well, I think, well, here's the thing, Molly. I think that he was hoping he was going to get paid. As we know, Michael Jackson was in debt. He owed a lot of people a lot of money. So I'm sure that the people that worked for Michael Jackson probably, and I'm just assuming here, obviously, you know, maybe they were telling him, look, you will get paid. Just hang on, you know, don't worry about it.
And Deborah, we've got maybe 10, 15, 20 seconds left. What's coming up tomorrow?
You know, right now, his former assistant, another assistant is on, a bodyguard is on the witness stand right now. And I don't have the information in front of me to tell you who is on tomorrow. But I do know that another bodyguard was expected to come on today. So I don't know. It's getting late in L.A., so
right.
Maybe he'll be on tomorrow.
We'll check back with you. Deborah Mark, reporter in L.A., covering the Conrad Murray trial. Thanks for being with us.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Deborah.